Hey, so can a man really become a woman? Is there really a such thing as transgender? Can you really change your gender? Can a female all of a sudden become a man? That's on today's topic. The answer might surprise you. I'm not sure, but it might surprise you because I'm talking to a man who underwent a sex change surgery, and we're going to find out his story about his experience with that. And his answer might surprise you on if you can really transition or change your gender. So that's on today's episode. So I hope you like it. Please like, share, and subscribe. I really need your help getting the word out. I need the posse. I need the Amber Mae's Rhino Slayers. I need the Amber Mae Posse Show people. I need you guys to like, share, and subscribe. And I also want to let you know that right now at MyPillow.com, if you go to the radio listener tab, there is a buy one get one free offer on a whole bunch of products if you use promo code Amber. So go to the radio listener tab at MyPillow.com, use promo code Amber and get buy one, get one. So get double your purchasing power right now. The sheets are amazing. The mattress toppers, the pillows. I love the slippers. Get yourself a doggy bed. So MyPillow.com, promo code Amber. Please go to the Amber Mae Show.locals.com. Become a monthly subscriber. It's just $5 a month. That really helps me because, as you're going to hear in the show, we also have to support my next guest that. He goes around and he tours, and he's on Social Security now. So he could use the money, but so could I because it costs money to travel. It costs money for equipment. So if you could help support my independent journalism, that'd be great. So the AmberMayShow.locals.com or go to the promo section on my website at the AmberMayShow.com because I have some discount offers just for you. So it helps everyone. We support patriot businesses who give you a discount and also support the Amber Mae Show. So transgenderism, that's the topic on today's show. Can a man really become a woman? Can a woman really become a man? Hey, thank you so much for coming on the program today on the Amber Mae Show. I always love having my audience with me each and every week. Also, remember, like, share, and subscribe. This is an important topic that we're talking about. Like, share, and subscribe. Also, find me on Telegram at the Amber Mae Show. Joining me today is Walt, and you might have seen him on the Candace Owens show. He underwent a sex change, and he's going to talk about his journey of how that all led up to it, and then, what he's up to now and how he's helping people, because he's helping people all across the United States, that people who feel like they're one way but they were born another way. So, Walt, it is a privilege and an honor to talk to you. So thank you so much for joining me today on the show.
Sure, happy to do it. Always important to talk about these things, so.
It's very important. I mean, especially, Disney just dropped big bombs on people. People didn't realize Disney was indoctrinating children, but their whole goal right now is to indoctrinate children for them to be something that God, changed the way God created them to be. And so we're seeing the attack. The parents are seeing the attack, whether it's the schools. They're very sexualizing material in schools and TV. And so it's just every which way we're hearing about it. But it started a while ago, with you. My audience may not know the story about, what happened in your life. Are you free to talk about that? Are you willing to talk about how what happened in your life that
I guess I'm free to talk about that. Well, I think I don't think my story is quite as important as today's issues are, but I think kind of blowing through my story just to give a little heads up on it. I'm 81 years old. My grandmother cross-dressed me in 1944 when I was 4 years old. And what I've learned from that experience is that when you cross-dress a young boy, is what you're telling him is there's something wrong with him as a boy. Mm. So I think the first thing we need to understand is that it's emotional and psychological child abuse to put a boy in a dress. Now, anybody who doesn't believe that doesn't know the consequences of what they're doing. And they might think it's real cute. They might think it's real benign. They are engaging in child abuse. No child at any time who is a boy should be cross-dressed in women's clothes and affirmed and told him that you can change your gender. That is absolutely insane. Mm-hmm. And so I would prefer that the parents be removed from the child and put the child with somebody who understands the damage they're doing. Because if you can understand, I'm 81 and I'm still talking about what happened to me when I was 4. And if that doesn't tell you that you're causing harm, then you are unfit to be a parent. And you need to relinquish your job as a parent and go sweep the streets or empty trash cans, because you should not be parenting a child if you don't understand you're causing harm. That's number one. Mm-hmm. Number two is what I've learned is that no one in the history of mankind ever, nobody has ever changed their gender. It's never happened. It's never going to happen. It can't happen. So that's number two. Number three is there is no such thing as a transgender. That is a total myth. It's a fairy tale. Because using the word transgender suggests that somebody has moved from one gender to the other. Because it has not happened, then the word is a false premise. The other thing is that the word transitioning is another false premise. No one in the history of mankind has ever transitioned. These are important things. The other thing is that when they say, what gender were you assigned at birth? You want to tell that to me? My hair catches on fire. No one in the history of mankind was ever assigned their gender at birth. Okay. We know that one man, one woman, sperm, egg, when they connect at conception, you are innate, fixed, and unchangeable. Biologically, gender, sex are one and the same. You can't pull them apart in this helix of things that happen 9 months, a pure 9 months before you're born. So the idea that they suggest what were you assigned at birth is for only one reason. That's so that they can unassign it after you're born. So there's deliberate terminology here. So if they convince you that you're assigned your gender at birth, then they can unassign it whenever they want, mm-hmm. through manipulation, through teaching them about pornography or transgender, any crazy thing that they want to ruin and destroy a child's mind with, then they can do it. And keep in mind, this is the group of people who want to kill children in the womb. The very same children, if they can't kill the child in the womb, they're going to change its gender after it gets out. They are totally into self-destruction of children, or actually engaged in the destruction of children. And there's a good reason for it. They do not like the nuclear family.
Right.
They do not like God. They do not like people who carry their Bibles and believe in Jesus Christ. They believe that they are God and that they can change anybody's gender anytime they want. These are the biggest fools on earth. They are, in their minds, don't probably realize it, but they're engaging in social Marxism. Social Marxism means you're going to devalue a human being and just make them a person. That's why you have all these different gender identities. They want to reduce you to just a person, dehumanize you. You're not a man, you're not a woman. That's their message. And in fact, we can kill you in the womb because we don't like you. So if you come out, we don't like you that way, so we're going to change you into something else. This is quite insane. Mm-hmm. It's deliberate. It's on purpose. It's not an accident. These are very sick people. The LGBT has no place in our schools, has no place except they are engaged in the destruction of families, deliberately so. So we have terminology, repeat it again. Transgenders don't exist. Nobody's ever transitioned. You're not assigned your gender at birth. It's innate 9 months before you're ever born. Okay, so those are all the falsehoods. What is true is that they're destroying lives. I have a website, sexchangeregret.com. Anybody can go to it and look at it. I have been working diligently for over a dozen years, helping people who've been through this totally unnecessary false surgical procedure. They can't fashion a real vagina for a man, and they can't put a real penis on a woman. And so when we have these absolutely abhorrent, sickening ideas that you can, that they have the power to play God with our children, we should lock them all up. And they shouldn't have anything to do with our children. Sorry. That includes the Biden administration, this nut job who's in HHS, who runs around in a dress saying he's a woman. Actually, if you look at that person, I'm sorry to say, that should discourage anybody from ever transitioning it, just to look at that individual. So he's a man, he's not a woman. And so all these individuals are going down that path. Now, what happened to me when grandma put me in that dress and affirmed me was convince me that there was something wrong with me as a boy. So I began to think that I should have been born a girl. So that's the message. You build that into a child, making them think, well, there's something wrong with me. I'm going to be better off as a girl. I'm only going to be affirmed as a girl. People are only going to like me if I'm a girl because I'm not a boy. I'm something else. These are the messages that get inside the heads of young people, 3 and 4 or 5 years old. Very destructive. It's harmful. Should not be done. Mm-hmm. And so what happens is you live with that. Now I'm, you know, at the time I'm in my, you know, it's 1940s. And so I don't have any, there's no cell phones, there's no information, there's no nothing. I'm just dealing with it. And so when my dad found out that I'd been cross-dressing, he didn't know what to do. And I love my dad. He did what he thought was right and began to discipline me with a hardwood floor plank because he's scared. He's like frightened. What's happening to my boy? He's wearing a dress. I mean, it scares the daylights out. I understood that.
Did he find you in your house wearing the dress? Is that how it happened? How he discovered it? Because I thought your grandmother sent you, you snuck the dress home, right?
Is that right? And then my mom found the dress. And then when my mom found the dress, she asked me about how did you get the dress? And then I said, well, grandma made it. And that's when all hell broke loose, if I can use that proper expression.
Yeah, you can.
And so dad and mom started fighting. Dad was enraged. Mom was enraged. You know, they're all upset. And so what happened was because it was supposed to, I was supposed to keep the secret. And so this had been going on for 2.5 years. Grandma said, don't tell your parents. So, you know, I broke the secret. So now I'm responsible for mom and dad fighting. I'm responsible for them being mad at grandma. So I've got another load of things on my mind. So as a result of that, the purple dress, then my adopted uncle Fred decided that I was a good candidate for to be sexually molested. So and it was all because grandma put me in a purple dress. I wouldn't have been hit with a hardwood floor plank. I wouldn't have thought there was something wrong with me, and I wouldn't have been sexually molested by my uncle if not for the purple dress grandma put me in that was supposed to be a fun thing for her, turned out to be a disastrous life. She destroyed my life. Now, I don't blame her. She didn't know what she was doing. She was a heavy drinker. She had, back in those days, she wore an apron and she had a half pint of whiskey in the pocket of the apron. That was her life. The problem is today, the people aren't drinking, except they're drinking the Kool-Aid. This transgender, you know, they use this word transgender as though it's real. It's the biggest fake, false nonsense in the entire world. I would challenge anybody to prove to me that someone has transitioned. I have a document. Somebody can go to my website, walthire.com, or sexchangeregret.com. And there's a document in there written for the Superior Court of California, San Mateo, by a doctor who performed 5,000 surgeries.
Wow.
And one of them was mine. And I was trying to get my birth certificate renewed back to Walt. So I said, you know, if you can prove to the court that you actually changed me to a female, I will reconsider this the idea about getting my birth certificate back to male. So you write your document, you and the therapist who approved me, and submit it to court. They did so and said, nobody can change their gender. You can't do it biologically. You can't do it with hormones. You can't do it surgically. You know what you can accomplish? The word they used was, the only thing they can do is neuter you. Neuter. That's it. That's what they do to dogs. So,
to that point, well, in the state legislature in Arizona, they had this discussion about minors being able to have a transition surgery. And that exactly came up with the two men that spoke who was man, turned into a woman, and then back to a man. They said that. Now the ability for them to have children are taken away from them. They're permanently going to be on hormones for the rest of their life. It ruined their bodies to where now it's impossible for them to have children. And that's a sad thing for some people. And this is to a point of the parents out there. They're making this decision, okay? And they have their brains fully developed if you're a grown adult, where these children are, their brains are still developing up until, I think, in their 20s. At some point in time, they might regret, just like you did, Walt, the changing, you know, going through that surgery. And at that point, they're going to look to their parents and say, why did you let me do that? And now I can't have children. So these parents think they're doing something really great for their kid, that their kid really needs that. Like, their kid knows what's good for them. And I generally think these parents, when I was at the state legislature, did care about their kid. But the twisting and the lies have changed the way people think. And so these parents think they're doing good, but down the road, they might get in a conflict with their child because their child will have said, you should have known better. And now I can't have kids. And it's all your fault. I think that's a big issue that could potentially happen to some of these parents. What's your thoughts on that?
Well, I know it happens. I've got a letter from a young boy who was 15, whose parents took him to the gender clinic and they started giving him hormone blockers. His name is Nathaniel. I wrote the story in the Daily Signal. Nathaniel then, with his parents' approval, got the blockers, started cross-dressing. At age 18, took Nathaniel in to be completely converted, breast implants, genital surgery, all the other surgeries. He contacted me 12 months later and said, I feel like a Frankenstein monster. Can I have my life back? I want to have kids. And he can't. And so I raised a lawyer and some other people who were going to help him detransition. His parents wouldn't let him. Yeah, they wouldn't let him. Because
I can't imagine that. I can't. Mind is just bursting right now.
They're responsible for destroying his life. And they knew they couldn't fix it. They can't get him back to where he was. And so when I talked to Nathaniel, I said, what led you to do this? What caused you to not like who you are? He said, pornography. I was addicted to pornography, which they're showing kids in school.
Yes, they are. My friend running for superintendent of public instruction, she has been blasting that out. She has been blasting it out from the top of her lungs. Look what's in our curriculum. That's why she's running. She's a mom and she's like, I'm done. Something needs to change.
Yeah. So if we can teach the kids pornography, we know that they'll opt for this gender change, quote, gender change, which is nothing more than the proper terminology. If people want to write it down, the only thing you can change is your persona.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That is very changeable.
Me ask you a question, because I need to understand this more. How come pornography, where unless, like, I don't know if it was a gay pornography you saw, but if you're thinking about you're watching a man and a woman, okay, most of the time, there's all kinds of fetishes out there. But what would make a boy choose after watching pornography or looking at pornography? What would confuse him about that to make him want to change into a female? That I don't understand.
It's called trans pornography.
Oh,
These
I
are
didn't
men.
know that was a thing.
Oh, it's all of that stuff. This is trash. These are men dressed up as women engaging in pornography with oftentimes other men or other women or whatever. So you're thinking about two people who are just engaged in quote pornography. No, this is sick, wacko, nut job stuff that kids should be blocked from viewing. Our public school system should be shut down. No child should be exposed to this stuff ever at no age. You know, we know for a fact, you can look it up, any parent listening to this, you can look it up, and we know that pornography actually damages the brain. Damages the brain. So we have all these things. There are no transgenders, nobody transitions, you're not assigned gender at birth. You're destroyed by the things you look at, which is pornography. And so what do we end up with? Destroying kids' lives. That's why there are literally thousands of people who have detransitioned that have reached out to me. Keep in mind now, this is what people get very confused about. Not one person of the thousands of people, including myself, have ever been counted as a regretter or detransitioner. They don't count us. So we're not in the stats. So they will use things like only 1%. No. It probably more like 60 to 70% regret it. The problem is that 69% of the people are not even evaluated or studied for studies. You know, they're not involved in these clinical studies. So the fact of the matter is, in my book, Paper Genders, 90% of the people who go through this have been avoided purposely and reached out to for study. So 90% of the people they have no data on. They do all this stuff based on 10% that they can find.
In your interview with Candace Owens, you said something that kind of surprised me because I think the stereotype when you think of a man transitioning to a woman is he's probably gay. I don't know why that's a stereotype, but that's like something that a lot of people think of. But that was not that you said just because a man transitions doesn't mean he's gay. And that kind of blew my mind a little bit. I was like, wow, you know, and then you see Bruce Jenner, he transitioned and he wasn't gay. But what I also think it does, just like going back to your story as a boy, I think that opens a man up to getting hurt, even as a grown adult, by other men or society in general. I don't know. I think that puts them in harm's way when a man transitions. I think that means like maybe someone could take advantage of him. Maybe I'm wrong, but I know that was your story. And so can you speak to that a little bit? Because that was kind of an eye-opening statement when you said that. I was like, whoa.
Well, 90% of the men that I've worked with over the last 12 years are heterosexual men. They're not same-sex attracted. They have no interest in homosexuality. The vast majority of them are suffering from what is called autogynephilia or transvestic fetish disorder. So what happens is they will dress up as a female, look at themselves in the mirror, and that becomes their sexual gratification. They don't even need another person. They are sexually attracted to themselves dressed as a woman. That's not transgenderism. It's not all the things they tell you it is. This is a sexual fetish disorder. And then other men are sexually aroused by a piece of clothing or multiple pieces of clothing or makeup or something that gets them aroused. Again, this is why transgenders don't exist. We need to look under the makeup and all and check out what's going on. We have people who identify as transgender. They're not transgender. They're transvestites. They're cross-dressers. They're autogynephilics. There's something going on. But it's never about somebody transitioning because that's never happened in human history.
That's true, because a man who's, if we're going to use the terminology they use, who was born a man, can never carry a baby. It's
You can't.
impossible. We'll never be able to carry a baby. We'll never be able to give birth. We'll never be able to nurse a child. won't go through menopause like the women do. I mean, it's just that's just fact. That's biology. That's just the way God made you. Same thing with the female. I mean, there's things that, I could never impregnate a woman. Even if I look like a man on the outside, I could never do that. So I will never ever be as strong as a male. If if it comes to lifting weights or it comes to lifting something heavy, I will never be able to do that, as even if I look like a male on the outside, because that's not the way God made my body. The men are the stronger sex. They have the muscle mass because they do hard work and they're the protectors. And then females are the nurturers. That's the way God designed us. It's not bad. It's just different. And so I could never compete against weightlifting or lifting heavy objects or impregnating. I could never do that, even if I look like a man on the outside.
Well, there is one truthful thing they say. Many of the men say I was trapped in a woman's body. That's actually true. It was for 9 months they were trapped inside their mother's body. But after they were given birth, that ended. They're no longer trapped in a woman's body. So, yeah, for 9 months they were trapped in a woman's body, but then they gave way to becoming a man when they were conceived, and then fully appreciated when they are born. So that's one of the truisms. Yeah, they were trapped in a woman's body until they were given birth.
Now, on the female side, we talked briefly about the male side. What leads a female to want to transition into becoming a male?
Most often they've been sexually abused, emotionally abused, like I was. That accounts for many of them. I think the women that I've been involved with who, quote, identify as a man were sexually abused. And all of them tend to be lesbians. Unlike the men, they are typically lesbian and want to be in a relationship with women because they don't trust men. Men are bad. They've harmed them. The men, however, don't see that element. Even if they were sexually abused by a man, they don't, it does not want to make them become a woman. It just, they, what happens to them is they don't like who they are because, like in my case, I was emotionally abused, physically abused, and sexually abused. And you end up not liking who you are, but you're not getting the proper therapy. The proper therapy for this, for your audience to understand, is there's a thing I've written about. I've written about it in the Public Discourse. I've written about it in Daily Signal. I've written about it in the Federalist.com under my name. And it's called Adverse Childhood Experiences. It's called ACEs, ACEs. And so what we know is 100% of the people who identify or want to identify or suggest about being identifying as a woman have suffered some sort of adverse childhood experience. Now, for the young people who are too early in life to have experienced something adverse, the adverse part of that is someone has introduced them to the idea of changing genders. That's the adverse part. Someone, they didn't come up with this on his own or her own. Someone has introduced it to him. They've put him in front of a television set. They've shown him a book. Someone's talked to him about it, an adult or some other person. Someone has introduced this person to that idea. That's the adverse childhood event, just like grandma did to me. And so if we begin to look at adverse child, you can look it up on the internet, adverse childhood experiences, and what that every one of these individuals who is saying, I want to change genders, does not need a gender therapist. In fact, run like hell the other way from anybody who's a gender therapist, because they are going to destroy your life forever. Run the other way as fast as you can and go to a trauma therapist who will look into the underlying comorbid disorders that are causing you to not like who you are. And through that process of getting proper trauma therapist who will not affirm you, if one does affirm you, get away from them. They're sick wackos and should not be with your children. And I want every parent to hear this. If you're taking your child to a therapist, do not take them until you've done an interview yourself, one-on-one with that therapist, and get an understanding that if that therapist is a gender-affirming therapist, do not put your child in the same room with that person. I also believe and I've discussed this in places like Hong Kong, at the University of Hong Kong. Parents should be in the room with their children. Any therapist who says you can't be in the room with your child is not providing good care. Parents need to be in that room. Don't let any therapist push you out of this process. You need to be there.
Wow, that's good advice. So going back to your story, I don't remember how you found the person who helped you, but so you went to a doctor first and you thought, okay, this doctor is a professional. I've been struggling with this. So if that's what he thinks, then I guess he's right. And then you did it and you lost your job. You lost your wife. Mm-hmm. I assume you lost your children for a while. Maybe didn't get to see them. I don't know about that. Yeah. At least on your case, you had already had children when you decided to do that. So for you, I get kind of chills because I'm an infertility survivor. So the fact that anyone can't have kids, like it hurts my heart so much because I know the pain of not being able to have children. Praise God, you know, God changed my story. Yeah. So that had to be very hurtful for you. But then you found this doctor, he did the surgery, you lost your job, your family.
Let me go back a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what happened was I went to a gender specialist. His name is Dr. Paul Walker. Now, Dr. Paul Walker is a little bit more than just a gender specialist. Paul Walker, have you heard of the WPATH standards of care?
No.
Okay. That is the international standards that which therapists are supposed to use to diagnose gender dysphoria and gender identity disorder. Okay. Paul Walker, my therapist, wrote the standards.
Wow.
He was the author.
Wow.
He designed them. Okay. He was the world leading expert on, quote, gender dysphoria, gender identity disorder. And he got it wrong, or I wouldn't be sitting here telling my testimony. The fact of the matter is he was a homosexual activist and an activist for these gender changes that don't occur. So he was a fraud. Actually, the WPATH standards by themselves are totally a fraud. There is one good thing in there. They talk about watchful waiting instead of giving hormone therapy, but no one wants to look at that line in there, watchful waiting. They ignore that because the standards of care have absolutely no teeth in it. There's no guide. You can use them, throw them away, put them in the trash, whatever you want. So my therapist was the world leading expert at the time. And I was making a lot of money at the time, so I could afford him. I went to his office on Union Street in San Francisco, and he told me, well, what you need is then hormone therapy and gender reassignment surgery to resolve your issues. That was totally false. It was misleading. It was even more destructive on top of the other destruction. So these processes are, we need to understand something. I want to make this real clear. The idea of changing your gender is self-destructive behavior. Everything you do is about self-destruction. You're cutting off body parts. You're filling yourself with substances that don't belong in your body. You're changing your name. You're changing your behavior. All of this is self-destructive. Given the fact that no one in history has ever changed their gender, this makes it even more insane and more ridiculous and more harmful. I've had people write me about regret 3 days after surgery, 3 days to 40 years after surgery. And the ones that went long time, 30 or 40 years, say it took me the last 15 years to get up the courage to admit that I did something so horribly wrong. You know, people do not like to admit they're wrong. I've had people write and say, I'm not ever going to say I regretted anything. The idea of my website, Sex Change Regret, is abhorrent to people. Sorry. Sometimes the best thing you can do is admit you're wrong. Mm-hmm. I made a mistake, and then get on your knees and pray to the Lord Jesus Christ that he'll help you redeem and restore your life, which is what I did. And that's why I'm sitting here today. So, you know, this guy who put me then, who said you need hormones and surgery, then put me in touch with a surgeon in Colorado. That's the surgeon who had done 5,000 surgeries. At the time he did mine, he'd done 3,000. And so when I called him to court to testify, he said, all I can do with surgery and hormones and all these treatments is new to you. Again, can you believe what we're doing is the same thing they can do to a dog?
This
is what we're doing to our children is what they do to dogs. Now, is your kid a dog? Is that where you want to be? Is that you want to treat your child? Why not have your kid then eat out of the dog bowl in the kitchen? Because that's all you're doing. You're ruining the kid's life. You think you're helping him. You're destroying his life.
For women that go through the surgery, do they remove her uterus or do they leave that intact? Like, I don't know how bad it goes for the females.
Yeah. Okay. Now, you've heard about men having babies?
You've heard? Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, they're women who identify as men that don't have any bottom surgery. So a vast majority of women who identify as men still are women all the way through, except they've taken hormones and grown a beard. They still have a vagina. Mm. They've changed nothing. And the reason for that is because what they put on there is non-functional. They can't make anything functional. All it is an ornament. It appears to be real, but doesn't function as an original piece of equipment does. So many of the men, like the swimmer that from Pennsylvania, hasn't even had bottom surgery. He's running around with the boys. Many men who identify as women still run around with their boys between their legs. They've still got the tackle box. They're running around in dresses with lipstick and makeup, identifying as women, but they still have male parts.
Is that kind of better?
There's nothing better about this. No, no. That what's better is for them to get the psychological care they need instead of running around looking like a complete buffoon, trying to play off that they're women when they're not. I mean, these are people that have been damaged psychologically, emotionally. Many of them are suffering from body dysmorphia. They're suffering from schizophrenia. They're suffering from bipolar disorder, PTSD, and all these other things. Some of them are amputee freaks. There are people who actually get addicted to surgeries and want to have body parts cut off. We've had people that want to have an arm removed or a leg removed or their penis removed. So there's all kinds of mental disorders that are never getting treated by the gender clinics. We've had children say, I want to remove my penis. Well, why do you want to do that? Then we find out that maybe somebody touched their penis. It's not because, you know, they here's the thing. We know that many men who are sexually abused want to rid themselves of their genitalia, not because they want to become a woman. It's so that no one will ever touch them again down there. Please don't touch me down there again. I'm going to take them off. You can't touch me. Women, by the same token, will say or identify as a man so that they will become repugnant to anybody who might think about sexually abusing them. So it's a way to repel advances of sexual abuse.
Mm. When you met with this doctor and he gave you the diagnosis, how did you feel? Did you feel relieved? Did you feel happy? Did you feel sad? What was that feeling that you felt after you met with the doctor for the first time?
Yeah, that was so many years ago.
It's hard to remember.
Yeah, I mean, you're talking well over 35 years ago. So
I just wonder how people who went through something or going through something you went through, I wonder how they feel when they finally meet with someone to get that answer.
People tell me that they go there with the intention of having someone to affirm them. Okay. I mean, the whole thing is about affirmation.
Okay.
You know, right? It's gender affirming surgery. Everything is about affirmation. No one dares tell them the truth that you have a mental illness or you have a sexual fetish disorder. You don't need hormones. You don't need surgery. This is going to destroy your life. You're going to regret it. So here's what you need to do. And the people that I work with, I ask a few simple questions. Why do you want to destroy who you are? Just tell me, why do you want to destroy who you are? Then tell me, do you understand you're engaging in self-destructive behavior? And then why do you think you're going to be better off without a penis? And you would be amazed at the revelations that they come forward with that they explain why they're going through this. It has nothing to do with gender dysphoria, has nothing to do with being transgender, has nothing to do with transitioning. It has to do with some horrible life experiences that no one is dealing with. No one dare ask them those questions, because if they begin to use those protocols as a triage to discovering why these individuals are suffering, we would end all of the surgeries and all of the hormones immediately.
Mm-hmm. Now, did you know God prior to your surgery, or was it after you found this therapist? I think you were going through a magazine. Is that how you found the therapist?
No, it was through somebody in the Tenderloin of San Francisco.
Who
knew the therapist. No, I knew my grandfather was a pastor.
Okay.
So I went to church starting as a little kid. But there's a difference between going to church, knowing God, believing in God, and having an encounter with God.
Mm-hmm.
All those are different. I mean, you know, today we have people identifying as transgender, and they're not. Today we have people identifying as Christian, and they're not.
Mm-hmm.
And so until, for me, I had an encounter with Jesus Christ face to face. You can look it up in my book, A Transgender's Faith, and read about it. And so buying my books is important in supporting my ministry too, because as you know, all of the media that I do for free.
Mm-hmm.
And you sent me that free check.
Yes, I did.
And so, you know, it's important for people to understand that at 81 years old, I'm on Social Security. And so the only thing that I get is, you know, giving the message out. I get gratification from helping people, but my financial support comes from selling books.
And you get that at sexchangeregret.com? Is that where you get the books?
Okay. Yeah, you can go to, there's a library, there's a tab for the library. You can go in the library and order the books.
Did you have that encounter after you met with the therapist or before?
I had the encounter with the therapist in 1990, I had the surgery in 1983.
Oh, no, I'm talking about when you met God, when you had that encounter.
1990.
So right around the time you were going to change back to a man.
Yeah.
Wow. And tell us about, for people who don't understand, what do these hormones do to your body? Because I found that fascinating as I was listening to the people at the legislature.
Yeah. Well, for women, I can tell you they're far more destructive than they are for men taking estrogen. Women's bodies change radically. I've worked with women who want to detransition. Their voices are permanently changed. Their shoulders and their shoulder muscles and other things change so radically that when they detransition, it takes months, if not years, to begin to look like a female again. And if you've been on the hormones for a long time, I'm sorry to say that it's going to be a tough go for you. And you're going to have your beard removed. These are very painful and expensive things to do. You're going to have to go through some kind of electrolysis or whatever they're doing today. So for women, this is, it's horrifying to me when a woman contacts me and says, I want to detransition. And you see what they look like. They're absolutely gorgeous women. And then you see them today, and the contrast is just stark. Now, for men, they can't get their body parts back. They can remove their breasts. And if they get on testosterone, they will see some pretty good, remarkable male changes and things come back. They will get their beard back, and those things will happen. So they will have a better benefit from detransition in terms of the quickness. If the women aren't on testosterone very long, they can have a very successful detransition process. If they're on it for a decade, that's pretty tough.
So what would you say for parents that are dealing with their children that are telling their parents, hey, I want to transition, I want to be a girl if I'm a boy, and vice versa? What kind of advice would you give them? Because I think that's a bomb that gets dropped on parents, and then parents are like, what do I do? How do I navigate this? Mm-hmm. How would you suggest that they talk to their kid or navigate, or what advice would you have for them?
Well, I think a parent should, and I've done this with parents, I said, turn off the television, turn off all the phones, sit down on the couch with your child, one parent only. One parent, one-on-one, and say, why do you want to destroy your life? And then have the parent tell them, you're either a beautiful girl or you're a handsome boy or you're bright. Give them affirmation about who they are. And then ask them, why do you want to destroy that? I see this beautiful boy. Where did you get the idea that you need to be somebody else? And begin the probing questions. And what you're going to find out is that they found out on the internet. They found out at school. Someone introduced this idea to them. And I've actually worked with parents who've worked with their, I don't actually ever talk to the children myself. I always want to talk to the parent and empower the parent to deal with these things with their child so that they have ongoing ability to care for them and let them know no one in the history of mankind has ever changed their gender. It's not true. And you can't either. And so that these are falsehoods, but I want to know why you want to destroy who you are. What happened? What happened that caused you to not like who you are? It's another great question. And 100% of the time, if the child trusts the parent enough, they will tell them what happened. I had one child say, my dad was a bad dad. Mom says, what do you mean? Dad's been sexually abusing me for 3 years. Mom never knew it. Okay. So there's some discovery here. And that's why it's important for one parent to be sitting there. Because if both parents are sitting there and one of the parents has been inappropriate, the child's not going to talk. And in fact, if the father is abusing the child, he's not going to want mother to talk to the child. He's going to want to be protected because they're very controlling, very sick freaks that should not be allowed to be alone with the child. So moms have a great ability to communicate with children, boys or girls. But you also need to make sure that you look at, if you know how to do research on a computer, look at what your kids are. When the kids go to bed, you go in and check the computer and look at the history of what they've been viewing. This is an important thing for you to do because you will find out they've been looking at pornography sites. They've been looking at, they're engaged in transgender games. There's actually transgender games, Inanami, I'm not sure I'm pronouncing that right. But there's transgender games. So the kids say, oh, I'm just playing a game. Go in there and look. It's a transgender game oftentimes. There's all these things on your computers that parents are totally unaware of. I've asked parents to have the child's computer not in their room so that they can go in and close the door. Bring the computer out and put it where everyone in the house can see what the child's looking at. Don't allow them to have a computer alone. Be careful with what phone, you know, their phones, so that they have all this internet stuff. The internet has destroyed more children than anybody has because they're filled with pornography. They're filled with transgender, homosexual, LGBT content.
Wow. Do the people that you work with that want to transition, are they, is the LGBT community like trying to engage with them, or like, how does that work with the LGBT community and people transitioning or want to transition? Is there a connection there?
Yeah. Well, nobody who wants to transition ever contacts me. I am the absolute opposite. Then when I am like, no one who wants to transition will ever talk to me. What they will do, and I've had this happen, they may have a question and they'll go to my website and they'll look at the website and then they write me a note and say, I was going to transition, but after looking at your website, I'm not going to do it.
Oh, what a blessing.
That happens really frequently. So they're not going to talk to me because it's too embarrassing. And they know that I'm going to be pointed about my questions. But parents need to be more deeply involved in the content that's on their children's computers. Get the computers out of the kids' room. Don't let them go in and close the door and isolate in there. This has destroyed more families and more children than you can imagine. Get that computer out somewhere in the living room where the child cannot view it by himself.
Do you have on your website resources for parents to go see a therapist in different states? Is that on your website?
No, when people contact me about that, I typically tell them to go to Focus on the Family. There's a resource center for getting a therapist. They have a great group of people who can help anyone find a therapist. So they have a referral service. You can call Focus on the Family and find a therapist near you. And so that's typically what I do.
You know, God has really used you in a mighty way. He took something bad and turned it for good. And it's a blessing because you didn't have to be going out. Because I think, do you still go out and speak, or is that something you kind of retired from doing? Because I know at one point you were touring and speaking. Do you still do that?
No, I just got back from speaking. I'm just going out and speaking. I'm still doing documentary films. I'm going to be on Tucker Carlson Originals on the 17th of this month. That's behind a paywall. This is about transgenderism. I've got a documentary film that I'm doing later on this month. I've got a documentary film that I just finished, and they're doing a full-length movie on me. And it's going to be by Ascend Pictures, and the title is going to be Walt.
And can people find these documentaries on the Sex Change Regret website?
Yes. If you go to walthire.com, which is my ministry site, there's a lot of information on both sites, sexchangeregret.com.
And does that also help fund your ministry too? I assume that we buy the documentaries, and does that help fund your ministry?
No, I get no money for the documentaries.
Okay.
And it doesn't fund it at all. And I used to have PayPal, but PayPal took down, they canceled my account, so people can't send me money.
How about Give, Send, Go? Have you set up something with Give, Send, Go?
I've never heard of that before. I'll ask my wife.
Yeah, I just found out about it with the trucker convoy when the people were trying to donate money to the freedom fighters in Canada with the trucker convoy, and GoFundMe was like, nope, we're not going to give you the money. And that's how I found out about Give, Send, Go, because Give, Send, Go stepped up their faith-based, and they said, we will give money to the truckers one way or the other. We're not going to be like GoFundMe. So now anytime I want to do any fundraising that way, I'm going to Give, Send, Go, because we can't have that kind of like what just happened with you, a cancel culture for PayPal, because you're standing for something of moral value that God said. You know, he said when he made men and women in the Bible, he said, it is good. It is very good when he made man. If you think about it, listen, like really look at the text in the Bible. He spoke everything into existence until it became man. Mm-hmm. When it was man, he took the time and he molded a man out of clay, and then he breathed life over that man. And then he did something similar when he made woman. He took a side out of a man, formed a woman out of his rib, and breathed life into him. So mankind, human beings, men and women, means something to God. He died. He died for mankind. Mm-hmm. And he said, you were good. And God said in the Bible that he rejoices over us with singing, and he knits us together in our mother's womb. He spends time on every single baby in the womb. He designs eye color and hair color and personalities.
And nobody can change everything. And nobody can change it. Stop trying to change it.
And
send me that link to give
you send go.
Because then my wife will look it up, and she does all that. Next week we'll be married 25 years.
Oh, congratulations. See, God restored that too. You know, our God is a God of restoration.
Redemption,
And redemption, absolutely. You know, thank you so much, Walt, for coming on the program. I know you're going to give so much hope to people struggling. They can identify, hey, that's me, but yet there's hope and at the end of the story where you can be restored, and you know, all the hurts that people do, God can touch those painful parts and heal those painful parts. And that's something only God can do.
Absolutely.
Something that mankind can't do. So where mankind will try very hard to help, God's the only one that could truly, truly, truly restore the deep, deep hurts in your soul. Well, thank you so much for being
My
on
pleasure.
The program. I really
thank
appreciated
you.
Talking My, to you.
My pleasure. Hope we help somebody today. And thank you for having me on.
Thank you. Hey guys, I want to give you a pro tip to help keep your family healthy when everyone around you is coughing, sniffling, or sneezing, okay? Here's what I want you to do. I want you to go first to drstellamd.com. When you're there, go ahead and grab some COVID bites. Also, get your ivermectin. Set up your telemed appointment and get your ivermectin. I'm going to give you a promo code to help you save some money, and use promo code AmberMay, one word, and that will help you save money. Now, here's your pro tip for you. You can use this on your entire family. The adult dose is 2. I've talked to a medical expert. They said cut it in half when you're dealing with children, so 1 tablet. What I do with my kids, because it's just too big of a pill for them, I get a blender, I put a pill in there, I fill it with water and like some flavoring, and then boom, I have them drink it before school. Pro tip, and what it has, and it's amazing. It has quercetin, vitamin D, vitamin C, zinc, all the therapeutics to help keep your body healthy and working at optimum health. Support your body's immune system when you use the COVID bites. They're amazing. So go to drstellamd.com, grab your COVID bites, get your ivermectin, use promo code AmberMay, and save some money. What if I told you that there was a beauty product that also helped block fat? Would you be interested? I know you would, because it's something I'm interested in. The older I got, the more wrinkles that are showing up on the forehead, under the eyes. I got this Timeless box. It's amazing because the oil goes on after I clean up my face. The oil goes on and it helps with wrinkles. It helps with any kind of skin issues you might have. It's great for deterring insect bites. You gotta try it. It's amazing with that. And it's super easy. You just put it on your face and it just helps with any kind of skin issues you might have. Not only does the oil do that, but it also blocks fat. So put a dropper in your mouth right before you have a meal, and you could be stopping fat right before the get-go. So if you want to lose weight and you want to have a beautiful looking face, or if you have skin, anything, a skin that you're just like, I don't like this, then get the Timeless Pack at thetimelesspack.com. Use my name, Amber May. Use promo code AmberMay and save almost half off on the Timeless Pack. So that's thetimelesspack.com, promo code AmberMay, and save some money for getting your wrinkles and fat loss. Hey, so when you are a guest at the AmberMay's house, you get luxury. And how you get luxury is I have this sleeping couch, the sleeper sofa, and you're telling me that's not luxury. It is when you put a MyPillow mattress topper on it. All my guests that have come over and stayed at my house have really enjoyed this sleeper sofa, which says a lot because they're getting to sleep on the MyPillow pillows, and you get the MyPillow mattress topper. And then it doesn't stop there with the luxury, because when you shower at the AmberMay Show's house, you get to have a MyPillow towel. I don't have the kids using it. I just let the adults have the luxury. So the adults get to use the MyPillow and they're phenomenal. And right now there's a massive sale going on with the MyPillow towels. So you should really put luxury into your home and live it every day like Amber May does every day. So I have a MyPillow mattress topper on my bed. I use the MyPillow sheets, the MyPillow towels, the MyPillow slippers. I live luxury and I don't have to pay the luxury price because my pillow has promo code. So use my name, Amber, and save up to 66% off, and you can live luxurious as well. We all like to support veterans and veteran businesses, so I want you to check out thecommandersartist.com. His artwork is phenomenal, very patriotic. I think you're gonna like it. And when you're at thecommandersartist.com, if you use my name, Amber, you're gonna save some money at checkout. So you could support a veteran-owned business that also supports the Amber May Show, and you get a discount at the same time. It's a win-win situation for everybody. General Flynn loves him, and he's a great friend to me. So visit thecommandersartist.com today. Use promo code Amber and save some money at checkout.